The return to the workplace, tax concerns and the build-up to Budget Day are some of the stories on the front pages. Big day back in the office is the headline in the Irish Daily Star. The Irish Independent reveals that the majority of workers want 3 days at home, but employers want two. It refers to a survey by a national organisation for recruiters, which also shows that job seekers give flexible working equal importance to the salary on offer. The Irish Times on its front page explains how workers returning to the office would not be required to divulge their vaccination status. It quotes a spokesperson from the Department of Enterprise who said the government is confident the guidance provided, in addition to the high vaccination rate, will keep workers safe as they return to the office. This paper also carries a story outlining the international pressure facing the Minister for Finance as he meets with the European Commission's economic chief today. We read that Pascal Donoghue is being urged by the American Chamber of Commerce in Ireland to accept OECD tax measures if they take force globally. It explains how the plan is highly problematic for Minister Donoghue because of his insistence for years on defending the Irish 12.5% rate. The Irish Daily Mail carries a warning in its lead story that thousands of workers face huge PRSI hikes as the government battles to balance its books after 18 months of COVID disruption. While The Examiner strikes a more optimistic look ahead to Budget Day as it leads with the one-off bonus to thank the frontline COVID workers. It describes how the recognition payment looks set to be announced and the measure will take the form of annual leave and in some cases a monetary payment. This paper also gives coverage to the recent serious incident at a water plant in Gorey, including an interview with one woman who said she became severely ill after drinking tainted water. She described how she had severe vomiting and diarrhea and had never been as sick in her whole life. Vile protest at Leo's home is the headline on the Irish Daily Mirror's lead story. It reveals that Gardaí were called to break up a protest outside the Taoiseach's house yesterday. Afghans who have sought refuge in Ireland is covered by The Times, including how journalist Karim Sharifi arrived in Dublin at the same time a war photo exhibition he helped create has opened in Temple Bar. He told the paper he's so appreciative that Ireland approved his asylum application, but he added, "What bothers me most are the ones left behind." Back on the front of this paper, we read that former Taoiseach John Bruton has renewed his criticism of President Michael D. Higgins' decision to decline the invitation to attend a commemoration of the partition and establishment of Northern Ireland next month. Inside the paper, two opinion pieces address the ongoing controversy. The Independent reports that Breast Check is still seeing 300 fewer women a week than pre-COVID. We read how the free service detects around 1,200 breast cancers a year. Meanwhile, raising awareness for a cancer support charity is reflected in photographs across several of the papers. They show some of the 170 women who bared all for a Dip in the Nip charity swim over the weekend on Derrymore Beach in County Kerry. Finally, to another tourist spot, Loch Derg, and the plans to develop it into a slow tourism destination like Lake Como in Italy. The Independent reports that Tipperary County Council will rule next month on a plan to transform an old creamery into a major tourism centre. We read that it just might be the answer to all the prayers of tourism chiefs across Galway, Tipperary and Clare.